Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends, and happy weekend. So nice to have you here once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We celebrate the standards, the jazz classics, and the pop favorites. Well, coming up today, our musical theme is The Name Game, Female Edition, Part 2. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we began the study, and today we have more songs that have female names in the title. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we're heading back to the third week of April in 1950. So that's what awaits us today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we'll start on the countdown from this third weekend of April in 1950, and the survey comes from Billboard Magazine's Jukebox chart. And we begin the countdown today at number 12 with Bing Crosby.
Have you ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. Hip-hop's a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. Oh, he's a great big bundle of joy. Pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear. Lord, the way he makes it pop, whop! You ought to see him fan in the air with his hoppity, hippity, hippity, hoppity, hoppity, hippity, hop. He opens up his store when the clock strikes nine. Likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. There he goes, listen at him. He'll fix your feet so you can walk your beat. Yes, can't get no fire insurance around here. Bad risk. When you goes, man, you're twinkle toes. The rag don't tear. The way he makes it pop, wop, wop. Just listen to him fan in the air with his hoppity, hippity, hippity, hoppity, hoppity, hippity, hop. He opens up his store when the clock strikes nine. Likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Man, I tell you one thing, if you're wearing a pair of Cordovans, he's gonna cut all the neon signs in town. You lay a quarter on him, guarantee you draw blood. He's just the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
That's Bing Crosby and the Vic Schoen Orchestra at number 12 this weekend in 1950 on the jukebox chart, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. That would peak at number 4 on the disc jockey survey. And we'll hear that song again a little further up the countdown, and we'll hear Bing Crosby in just a few seconds. But first, let's chat about our spotlight year, 1950, here in the middle of April. The President of the United States is Harry Truman, the Vice President, Alvin Barkley, and the population, 152 million. The job outlook is improving here in the USA. Unemployment's at 5.8% this month. It was 7.9% back in October. And the average income, $4,237 this year. And there's a story in this weekend's paper that says your family doctor's making about $9,500 a year. And as we hang out in the waiting room for the good doctor, we might be reading some of these bestsellers. For fiction, there's The Wall by John Hersey, The Cardinal by Henry Morton Robinson, or The Egyptian by Mika Waltari. In nonfiction, there's The Mature Mind by Harry Allen Overstreet, The Baby from Simon & Schuster, and on the bestseller list for more than a year now, Norman Vincent Peale's A Guide to Confident Living. Meanwhile, in their 12th week on the Billboard Jukebox chart, there's Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters.
Someone's arms.
You're as hard to hold as quicksilver when you kiss and run away. I dream you're mine, and then as quick as quicksilver, all my dreams are led astray.
I keep chasing you till I'm facing you and embracing you. With all your charms,
then you slip through my fingers just like quicksilver right into someone else's arms.
Seems like I am having trouble with you, and I don't know what I'm gonna do. Seems like you're fickle as can be, and your fickle ways have got me up a tree.
You're as hard to hold as quicksilver when you kiss,
when you kiss and
run away.
You kiss and then I
dream you're mine, and then
I dream you're mine.
Quicksilver,
all my dreams
are led astray.
Chasing
you
till I'm facing
you
and embracing
you with all your charms. Then you slip through my fingers just like quicksilver
right into
someone else's quicksilver
into someone's arms.
Keep chasing
you
till I'm facing
you
and embracing
you
with all your charms. Then you slip through my fingers just like quicksilver right into someone else's
quicksilver
into someone's arms.
Another hit for Bing and the Andrews Sisters with Vic Jones Orchestra, Quicksilver. Record number 11 on the jukebox survey this weekend in 1950. It topped out at number 6. Well, the weekend is here. We're ready to kick back and enjoy ourselves and maybe even have a cold one.
Friends, good taste isn't a matter of geography. A good, juicy steak is appreciated just as much in Los Angeles as it is in New York or Milwaukee. And the same goes for good beer. Take Blatt's, for example. There's nothing unusual about the good taste of the people who have made Blatt's the largest selling beer in Milwaukee, premium beer capital of the nation. They are the same kind of particular people who have made Blatt's the largest selling Milwaukee beer in scores of other cities in 48 states and 29 foreign countries. Yes, from B to Z, from best to zest. The byword's Blatt's, B-L-A-T-Z, from coast to coast. Milwaukee's finest beer.
Who remembers Blatt's beer? Yeah, it's still out there, currently produced by Miller. All right, back to the charts from this weekend in 1950. And let's sneak a peek at the disc jockey survey, see what the radio guys are playing this weekend. Well, coming in at number 4, it's Frankie Lane.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or heart at rest? Tonight night I heard the wild goose cry, winging north in the lonely sky. I tried to sleep, but it wa'n't no use, 'cause I am a brother to the old wild goose. Was kind and true to me. She thinks she loves me, the more fool she. She's gotta learn that it ain't no use to love the brother of the old wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? Oh, you wild goose.
Cabin is warm and the snow is deep, and I've got a woman who lies asleep. When she wakes at tomorrow's dawn, she'll find poor critter that her man is gone. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering foot or heart at rest? Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. Spring is coming and the ice will break, and I can't linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead, she'll find a feather beside my bed.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes.
Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering foot or heart at rest?
Tune written by Terry Gilkison has become a million seller for Frankie Lane. The Cry of the Wild Goose is a former number one on the radio charts just a couple of weeks back. It's now at number four. That is on the airplay chart, number 13 on the jukebox survey, and 23 on the sales chart this week in 1950. Well, today in the showcase, it's part two of our theme, the Name Game Female Edition. Pretty self-explanatory. Last time we did Marie, Dinah, Linda, Lorraine, Rose O'Day, Stella, Sue, Maria Elena, Lulu, Rosalie, Dolores, Irene, Annie Laurie, Emily, and Delilah. And we still have plenty to choose from, like Susie. Dean Martin does the honors.
If you know Susie, like I know Susie. So classy as this fair lassie. Oh, oh, holy Moses, what a chassis. We went riding, she didn't fall. Back from Yonkers, I'm the one that had to walk in you. And it's Susie, like I know Susie. Oh, 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 what a gal. Oh, 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 what a gal. Oh, future she possesses out in public. Oh, how she can yawn in a parlor. You would think that the war was on. If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a gal.
Nightingale. No, yeah. He should get his own show.
That was Dean Martin from his own show. October 13th, 1966, doing If You Knew Susie. Hey, this recording's from the 60s as well. It's the Four Freshmen.
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the
Laura, done by the Four Freshmen, Don and Ross Barber, Bob Flanagan, and Ken Alvers. That was from their 1960 album, Voices and Brass, featuring the trombone choir led by Pete Rugolo. It's more Ladies of Song today on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down the hits from the third weekend of April in 1950. And on the jukebox chart this weekend, we have a three-way tie at number 8. One belongs to the Mills Brothers.
You're the end of the rainbow, my pot of gold. Your daddy's little girl to heaven mold. A precious gem is what you are. Your mommy's bright and shining star. You're the spirit of Christmas, my star on the tree. You're the Easter bunny to mommy and me. Your sugar, your spice, you're everything nice, and your daddy's little my pot of gold. Your daddy's little girl to have and hold a precious gem is what you are. Your mommy's bright and shining star. You're the spirit of Christmas, my star on the tree. You're the Easter Bunny to mommy and me. Your sugar, your spice, your everything nice, and your daddy's little girl.
A number five hit for John Sr., Herbert, Harry, and Donald Mills. Piqua, Ohio's The Mills Brothers. Daddy's Little Girl and a three-way tie for eighth place this weekend in 1950. They share the position with another family group. Out of Malden, Massachusetts, the Ames Brothers.
Sentimental me, guess I'll always be so in love with you, don't know what to do. Sentimental me, dreaming while I live, living just to give all my love to you, no one else will do. Sentimental me, reaching for the moon and wishing on a star on my honeymoon. I want to be where you are, darling, can't you see? It was meant to be. I'm in love with you. Say you love me too. Sentimental me. You see, it was meant to be. I'm in love with you. Say you love me too. Sentimental me.
Sentimental me, the Ames Brothers, Ed, Joe, Gene, and Vic. Now, the song was originally on the flip side of Ragmop, which hit number one back in early February, but Coral Records has re-released it as its own single, and it'll reach number one in June. All right, we finish up this log jam at number eight with an instrumental from Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, the Third Man theme. The Lombardo Brothers are celebrating 25 years in the music business here in 1950, and they're still making hits. They're the Third Man theme, featuring Don Rodney on guitar, in that three-way tie at number 8 on the jukebox chart this weekend. That's heading up to number 1 for 11 weeks. And that provides us with a smooth transition into the movies from this weekend in 1950. Let's see what's up on the big screen. First, a couple of cartoons. There's Homeless Hare. Bugs Bunny's home is destroyed by a construction worker. There's the Scarlet Pumpernickel as Daffy Duck tries to sell himself to the movie company as a swashbuckling hero. And the latest from the Stooges, Dopey Dix. Mo, Larry, and Shemp become detectives and wind up in a spooky mansion.
This is my chance to be a private eye. That poor kid is in trouble.
Well, Sherlock, how are you going to handle the case?
Easy, I'll use my wits.
Now she's really in trouble.
For the main features, the big hit is from Walt Disney, the full-length animated version of Cinderella. For laughs, there's the Yellow Cab Man with Red Skelton and Gloria DeHaven. Perfect Strangers as Ginger Rogers and Dennis Morgan. When Willie Comes Marching Home, Dan Daly and Corinne Calvet. And Cheaper by the Dozen has Myrna Loy, Gene Crane, and Clifton Webb.
Are all these kids yours, mister? Or is this a picnic?
They're all mine, and believe me, it's no picnic.
On the silence!
All right, out west we go for the Baron of Arizona, Vincent Price and Ellen Drew. The aforementioned Third Man with Joseph Cotten and Orson Welles. No Man of Her Own, Barbara Stanwyck and John Lund. One Way Street has James Mason and Dan Duryea. Side Street has Farley Granger and Kathy O'Connell. Claudette Colbert stars in Three Came Home. And from Alfred Hitchcock, Stage Fright, with Jane Wyman and Michael Wilding.
I think we ought to face up to the ugly side of life. Now, me, for instance, I'm an actress. I ought to face up to all sorts of experiences, oughtn't I?
Oh, I don't know. Supposing I happen to be a librarian. A librarian doesn't have to encounter much violence except an occasional encyclopedia falling on his head.
But you're not a librarian, are you?
No, I'm not. How do you know?
You just don't look like a librarian.
You don't look like an actress.
And the hit musical so far here in 1950 is Young Man with a Horn, with Kirk Douglas, Lorne Bacall, and Doris Day, who sings, of course.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swelling up. You're much too much, and just too very, very. Dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. So I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words, too
With the trumpet of Harry James, that's Doris Day, and Too Marvelous for Words from the motion picture Young Man with a Horn, playing in the theaters this weekend in 1950. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today our theme is The Name Game, Female Edition, Part 2. Well, Ray Bolger taught us that we'd always be in love with Amy, and Buddy Greco agrees.
Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, sets your heart afire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it's over and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you romance her. The trouble is, the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you romance her. The trouble is, the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. In love.
Oh, my man Buddy Greco there from 1961, his album I Like It Swinging, and Once in Love with Amy, he was backed up by Al Cohn's orchestra. Our next girl is world-renowned and has been since the 1500s, and she's serenaded by Don Cherry and the Victor Young Orchestra.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile?
Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art.
A lover, Mona Lisa, or is this this your way to hide a broken heart?
Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art?
First hit for Don Cherry, but he didn't get top billing. That went to Victor Young's orchestra and chorus and Don Cherry. That was Mona Lisa, a top 10 hit from 1950. Of course, Mona Lisa will pretty much always belong to Nat King Cole, just as Sweet Leilani is connected with Bing Crosby. But it's done nicely here by Andy Williams.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, nature fashion roses kissed with dew, and then she placed them in a bower. It was the start of you, sweet Leilani, heavenly flower. I dreamed of paradise for two. Are my paradise completed? You are my dream come true. Jealous as they shine, I think they're jealous of your blue eyes, jealous because you're mine. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, I dreamed of paradise for two. Paradise completed. You are my dream come true.
There's Andy Williams doing Sweet Leilani. That was on his 1959 album, To You, Sweetheart, Aloha. He was accompanied by Archie Blyer's orchestra. All right, time for one more. Here's Bobby Darin and Clementine.
In a cavern down by a canyon, excavating for a mine, there lived a miner from North Carolina and his daughter, chubby Clementine. Now every morning, yeah, just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, you knew she would rouse up, wake all of them cows up, and walk them down to her daddy's mine. I took the footbridge, we crossed the water, though she weighed 299, the old bridge trembled and disassembled. Whoops! Dumped her into the foamy brine. Hey, crack like thunder! Ho, ho! You know she went under. Ho, ho! I blew
bubbles block down the line. Hey, I'm no swimmer, but were she slimmer, I might have saved that clementine. Oh, she broke the record way underwater. I thought that she was doing fine. I wasn't nervous, not until the service that they held for Clementine. Hey, you sailor, ho, ho, way out on your whaler, with your harpoon and your trusty line. If she shows now, yell, there she blows now. It just may be Chunky Clementine. One more time. Oh, my darling, 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 sweet Clementine. You may be gone, but you're not forgotten. Fare thee well, so long, Clementine.
Bye. In 1960, Woody Harris gave new lyrics to Oh My Darling Clementine, and Bobby Darin made a recording of it, Mack the Knife Swingin' Style, backed up by the Richard Weiss Orchestra. As we're saluting the ladies of song on Seems Like Old Times. Back on Seems Like Old Times and back to the third weekend of April in 1950. And we're in the midst of the Hopalong Cassidy craze. Now, the movies starring William Boyd have been popular since the middle 30s, but all of a sudden, you can't go anywhere without seeing William Boyd's face. One reason for the craze, a television show which started last June, and a radio version with Boyd on Mutual Sunday afternoons at 4.
You're right about that water bill.
What's in it?
Arsenic. That answer your question?
That answers the little one.
What's the big one?
What's a dead man, colored red from top to toe, sitting by a stream 120 miles from here, got to do with a batch of sick cows on Kit Cavanaugh's ranch?
Well, now, that's quite a question.
Indeed it is, Eustace. Indeed it is.
CBS pretty much dominates the ratings this year. They have the top 10 primetime shows. That includes Bing Crosby, Red Skelton, Mystery Theater, My Friend Irma, the Lux Radio Theater, and number one, Jack Benny.
Well, Jack, a terrible thing happened to me this morning. I stepped on the bathroom scale and I weighed 186 pounds.
Well. Well, Don, that should have made you happy. That's 90 pounds less than you ever weighed.
Oh, I was happy. I was thrilled. But then I discovered something.
Oh, your bathroom scale was wrong?
No, my stomach was resting on the wash basin.
Don. Look, he likes it. Don. Look at me. Convulsion. Don, did you come over here just to tell me that joke?
Well, yes, Jack, I thought it was very funny.
Oh, you did, eh? Well, Don, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, announcer who make joke about stomach and basin soon washed up. Another joke like that and I'll be washed up. My writers own an oil well. I can't do anything with it.
That's Jack Benny from the Sunday night in 1950. Worth tuning in just for the ad-libs. And we're back to the countdown this weekend, 76 years ago, at number 7. And it's the second entry from Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Dearie. Thank you.
D'Souza band. My, wasn't the music grand? Chowder parties down by the seashore. Every 4th of July, test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Henry Ford couldn't even fix the running board under a Chandler 6, dearie? Life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Do you remember? If you remember, well, dearie, you're much older than I.
Crystal set, Keystone movies, Coogan and Chaplin, made you laugh and then cry. Test your memory, my dearie. Do you remember watching John L. win every fight? 'Cause nobody ducked from Sullivan's right. Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Do you remember? If you remember, well, dearie, you're much older than I.
Guy Lombardo with survey song number 7 this week in 1950, Dearie, featuring Kenny Gardner. That made it up to number 5. Well, that's it for hour 1. After the break, more female songs and more of the hits from this week in 1950 on Seems Like Old Times.